Darrell, in recent weeks, we've continued to watch our commodity markets tumble to lower levels here. I guess as we look at what's going on, it's not just one factor that's driving the situation right now, Darrell?
No, it's a complex situation in the commodity complex in general. As we mentioned in previous market minutes, the investment industry, particularly large financial institutions, started developing asset classes to sell to investors, not unlike selling mutual funds in the stock market. And it was an attractive sector which attracted a lot of money for the better part of a year. But then some issues started to happen that started to unwind the attractiveness of that investment category, and we're starting to see liquidation here, funds that had large amounts of capital in the commodity market leaving that market.
The energy sector, as you kind of mentioned, Darrell, it was the initial factor that pulled this all higher?
Very much so, and of course, you know, we had the tightness in supply. We had some international tensions, you know, with the Iraq war, and then the biofuels industry, which, of course, played into all of this, and it was a major factor in driving corn markets in particular, but all grain markets, you know, sharply higher. So energy clearly was the leader, and it looks as though it's also been the leader on the way to the downside.
Oil hitting close to $150 a barrel. Was that the trigger on this when it started to fall from there?
Absolutely. I mean, you never know what price it's going to take to finally, you know, break markets back. But we got actually 147, and there were a number of analysts that called for 150, so you might as well say we pretty well made the marker. But at some point, you get a price level to a stage where people start adjusting their consumption patterns. And we did see the summer driving period, which is normally the highest demand period in a marketing year, starting to show evidence, particularly in the United States, of demand rationing. So consumers just started changing their driving habits and weakening demand into the higher price structure, and I would say that that's what led then to the prices making a market top, seasonal top, and then trading lower.
So as demand for that went down, then traders started to pull their positions, Darrell?
Well, absolutely. You know, any fund, of course, is subject to the requirements of the clearinghouses and the margin rules that clearinghouses have in place. So we have to finance those positions, and if the values start to deteriorate, you can't attract any new investors, and then people start taking profits off the table. Eventually, positions that have been held for a period of time then will start to erode, and if they have to meet margin calls and raise money, and there'll be additional selling that'll take place in order to meet those financial obligations.
So, well, that was a big factor. What about the U.S. housing situation, the whole credit issue in the United States? How big of a factor has that been on this, Darrell?
Very, very big factor, because many, many of these large financial institutions were exposed to that market. Of course, we read about that in the paper and on the news every day. And most recently now, two of the largest mortgage lenders in the United States have been taken over by the U.S. Government. So we're still not finished with clearing up that issue. It's going to take some time yet, but it's obviously has put a lot of financial pressure on large investment houses, which has undoubtedly led to some liquidation here in the commodity market in order to raise capital.
Just going to safer areas, is that what's happening, Darrell?
Yeah, I would say, you know, just looking to consolidate their position. Of course, they have capital requirements that have to be met by the regulators, so they'll be doing what they have to do in order to get their balance sheets in line here. And so you've got just a general sell-off, you know, in the entire financial complex, and commodities are not immune to that right now.
And then our grain and oilseed markets have had their own just weather issues and that as well, Darrell. It's all playing in here.
Well, playing in, we never really did get a serious weather problem. I know there are pockets of the country in North America that had some yield issues, but overall averages tend to be, you know, average to slightly above average at present time. There were some concerns about an early frost with the late development of the crop this year, but we seem to have dodged that bullet so far, and we have never got any help out of these hurricane issues in the Gulf. So we don't have to go a whole lot further where I don't think frost is going to become an issue anymore here, Ray. So overall, the weather for the grains was favorable and not a bullish development this year.
So then as our producers kind of gauge the situation here, Darrell, is this downward trend going to continue for a little while longer?
I would say it continue until the liquidation phase of you know, the funds is completed. And again, that is about as easy to call as it was the top, Ray. But clearly the trend here is to the downside. You know, buyers are not having to scramble to secure product here right now, so going into harvest here, I would say yes, that the trend will continue to be to the downside.
strategy for producers then? Is this a holding situation for them?
Well, of course, I've been talking about this for some time. You know, producers need to establish targets and targets on relation to their costs as well as cash flow requirements. And that's really the issues that should be traded all the time, is margin over cost and making sure that you're generating sufficient cash flow in a particular time period. So focus should be on cash trading, also basis levels. When futures markets go lower, basis levels improve. So there's an opportunity right now to fix basis at much more attractive levels than what existed earlier this summer. If you need any further information, contact Darrell at 1-800-277-9524 or visit the website keystonetrading.com/marketminute.